This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Here are the top franchise news stories of the week. ServPro and its more than 1,800 franchises across the U.S. launched Certified ServPro Cleaned, a cleaning program designed to help the country safely get back to work and back to school. Chief Marketing Officer Mike Stahl said, "Our expertise is born out of cleaning up some of the most challenging biohazards imaginable." ServPro has been on the front lines of COVID-related cleanups, from disinfecting nursing homes in Washington State to cleaning LaGuardia and JFK airports in New York City. Schlotzky's has announced the opportunity for customers to pay it forward by purchasing lunch for first responders and medical frontline workers. For $7, customers can purchase a boxed lunch that will go directly to those on the front lines of the pandemic. COO Tori Bartlett said, "Our amazing customers are always seeking ways they can support and give thanks to those working tirelessly to keep our communities safe." Massage Envy is launching a Sleeves Up campaign in partnership with the American Red Cross, with a goal of donating 25,000 units of blood by August 31st. The Sleeves Up campaign is a virtual blood drive where people can use an online tool to pledge to donate blood at an affiliated blood bank at a time and location convenient for donors. Jersey Mike's Subs is partnering with high school sports marketer Huddle Inc. to host an end-of-year virtual athletic banquet tonight, May 20th. Jersey Mike's founder and CEO Peter Cancrow said, "Hardest hit are our high school seniors who will miss their last varsity seasons. We want to honor these student-athletes for their hard work and dedication." Some encouraging milestones in franchising. I love these stories. Best Life Brand set a company record by awarding new franchise agreements in 6 states across all brands in April. The franchise development milestone marked a 200% increase in growth over April of 2019 and the strongest month in company history. CEO J.J. Sorrenti said, "Even in the midst of a pandemic, we are experiencing a surge in interest from franchisee candidates who recognize this as an immensely high-growth space and that our services will forever be essential." Best Life Brand teams shifted to virtual discovery days and new franchise owner training online. Edible posted a record Mother's Day week, fulfilling over 700,000 orders. The record-setting performance represented a 36% increase from last year and included some of the highest sales days in the company history. Edible franchisees have also worked tirelessly to donate thousands of free treats to hospital workers and first responders. Code Ninjas announced the launch of Code Ninjas Studio, a new franchise opportunity designed specifically for smaller markets. Code Ninjas Studio offers a more flexible business model with lower startup cost and scaled back requirements. Studio locations will have the flexibility to operate inside existing public use spaces like schools, community centers, and libraries. Code Ninjas CEO and co-founder David Graham said, "With studios, we can broaden our reach and impact as well as help current franchisees expand their businesses. We believe these new studios are a win-win for both franchisees and smaller communities." Koala Insulation is doing its part to help entrepreneurs seeking career independence and get back on their feet. The emerging franchise brand is offering an initial franchise fee giveaway of 3 franchise territories to qualified entrepreneurs who have been impacted by the economic fallout following the COVID-19 crisis. Scott Marr, founder and CEO, said, "We're looking for folks who have lost their jobs or businesses due to the current crisis, but who show enormous potential and have the qualifications and professional skill set we seek in our franchise partners." Some new job announcements this week. The National Restaurant Association has named former Sysco Corp CEO Tom Benet to head the Industry Trade Association. Batteries Plus has announced Joe Malmuth as Director of Franchise Development. And Mayweather Boxing and Fitness announced the hire of multiple new team members to lead its franchise development, including Nick Abrahams, Christine DiBignaro, and Gabby Levine. Good luck to you all. And now the franchise calendar, still on as of this morning's recording. Franchise Update Media's Multi-Unit Franchising Conference in Vegas at the all-new Caesars Forum, now September 1st through the 3rd. MFV's Franchise Expo West in Phoenix, September 10th through the 12th. Franchise Springboard in Philadelphia, September 21st through the 23rd. The International Franchise Expo at the Javits Center in New York City, October 1st through the 3rd. The all-new Franchise Leadership and Growth Conference, FLGC, October 14th, 15th, and 16th in Atlanta. The Franchise Expo Nashville, rescheduled for October 17th and 18th at Music City Center. And Franchise Expo Houston is November 13th and 14th. Speaking of trade shows, Friday on Social Geek Radio, we'll preview the International Franchise Online Expo, May 28th through the 30th, with MFE's Sheila Fisher. Stay safe.